首先来关注神韵全球巡回演出的消息。美国神韵世界艺术团于2月5号圆满结束了在日本的14场演出后，2月7号飞抵澳洲墨尔本，开启2019年大洋洲巡回演出的旅程。请看报道。
Today, Shen Yun arrives in Melbourne, Australia and kicks off its 2019 Oceania Tour on the 8th of February at the Regent Theatre. This season, Shen Yun will be performing 32 shows in 6 major cities in Australia and New Zealand over the month-long tour.
粉丝们早早来到墨尔本机场，手持鲜花和横幅，欢迎神韵的到来。神韵每年在世界各地巡演，今年更是有6个团同步演出，所到之处经常创下剧场爆满和佳作的票房佳绩。
Well, because art is a universal language, and so everyone can feel the beauty and compassion of Shen Yun, and that's why I think it's something that everyone inside really treasures, and that's why it's everyone flocks to see it. Shen Yun pays a lot of attention to detail and perfection, like the backdrops and the costumes, even the dancers and the orchestra members. Everything is very synchronized and very to the highest standards. So I think that people also enjoy the very the precision and beauty of Shen Yun.
神韵艺术团的另一亮点是其乐团完美结合了中西方乐器，常常令观众惊艳不已。
So I play on a Western instrument. I play the flute, and it's actually very exciting. Sometimes challenging, yeah, but it's very exciting when playing folk melodies, Chinese folk melodies on a Western instrument. But we managed to get that and produce a really unique sound, which is very unique to Shen Yun. So I've been in Shen Yun for 6 seasons, but this is actually my second time performing in Australia. So I feel very excited, and I look forward to share my roots and be a part of Shen Yun and showcase to everyone in Australia.
新唐人记者蒂娜·亨利，澳洲墨尔本采访报道。
2月8日，美国神韵世界艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本丽晶剧院的首场演出，拉开了本年度大洋洲巡回演出的序幕。有观众表示，这绝对是一场超凡的演出。
And I thought it was incredible. The colors.Just how like flowing and movements, everything. It was definitely a fantastic show. So yeah, I loved it.
罗伯茨女士曾从事舞蹈表演16年，她对神韵舞蹈演员的表现赞不绝口。
Oh, perfection! Like just how everyone was just so in line, and there was no one that missed a beat. It was just I've never seen something so.Magnificent and just how it all, yeah, it just so flowed well. So it was, yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, it's definitely a ballet to go see. So yeah, we'll definitely highly recommend.
神韵不仅为观众带来了视觉、听觉和文化飨宴，也为其带来了精神和神性的启迪。
Every single part of the show was just absolutely uplifting and wonderful. I think this whole production really brought that out, the divinity in us all, divinity in music and beauty.And that's why I think the audience absolutely loved it. I certainly did. The divine will come back better than it is now. And I think that show sort of gives us that message that divinity will be restored even greater than it is now. So I'd recommend the show to anyone. I saw it on YouTube advertised. And as soon as I saw it, I thought I've got to see this. So I'm glad I did.
新唐人澳大利亚墨尔本记者站报道。
To be here and to be able to experience it. Spectacular, I think the colour and the athleticism of the participants, the dance and the beauty of the whole experience is really something that's worthwhile seeing and something that I would certainly recommend.
贝里是澳大利亚保守党维州理事，澳大利亚勋章获得者，也是保守党联邦参议员候选人。在从政之前，他是一位在金融服务业有30年经验的商业领袖，履历出众。他表示，观看演出时感受颇多， 善良人受迫害的节目令其感到悲愤交加。
The persecution of Falun Dafa was particularly poignant, and that was, you know, that's really brings up a lot of, you know, anger about the fact that this sort of thing's going on, and people are not well enough aware of what's happening, and that we need to speak out about these sorts of things.
对于神韵无法在中国上演，贝利表示遗憾。
Also, the fact that the cultural expression of a lot of the Chinese culture that can't be displayed in China today is very sad. One of the greatest civilizations that the earth's seen, and to actually keep that alive, it's something that I'm very pleased with. What's that is portraying is that whole triumph of good over evil, and the fact that people can continually push to hold down truth and beauty and goodness, but that ultimately force cannot overcome the truth, and ultimately the truth will prevail.
新唐人澳大利亚墨尔本记者站报道。
It was fantastic. Good write-up, worthwhile seeing, and I'd love to see it again. The precision was A1. Magnificent. It was just, you know, there's never a dull moment, if you know what I mean. It was fantastic all the way through. Now I've got people I'll see tomorrow and tell them to come and see it, because, you know, you don't see it too often. And I think when you do, you never forget it.
It was visually stunning. Beautiful.The colour, the costumes, the dancing, just everything about it. I have never seen it before, so I wasn't sure what to expect, and I just was blown away with how visually beautiful it was.
Absolutely amazing. I loved every bit of it. It was beautiful. The dancers were amazing. I loved the backdrops. They were fabulous. And the whole show was just fantastic.
I would say don't ever miss it and watch it again and again.I would love to watch it again and again.
It was quite moving, actually. Just, I think, the vibrancy of it all. There was a beautiful message that was portrayed just through everyone there tonight. You know, they're just that message of hope, you know. So I think, you know, we're in a time where everyone's looking for hope. And I think, you know, that was a beautiful experience.
新唐人澳大利亚墨尔本记者站报道。
再来关注神韵全球巡回演出的盛况。2月13号，神韵世界艺术团在墨尔本丽晶剧院的第五场演出吸引了社会各界主流人士前来观看。大律师欧文表示，神韵展现了中华文化原本的高水准。
I think it really shows the original high level of exquisite Chinese culture that really has been from eons from before. I think the combination of color and movement and the movement of their garments and their very exquisite movements is just fabulous. I also love the backdrop, how they disappear and come and go, went to the moon and back. I like that too.
欧文是一位受过褒奖的资深大律师，拥有自己的公司。他还是一名有数十年经验的自然医学从业者，曾出版相关书籍。
I could see a very traditional form of expression. So it wasn't like the normal ballet that you'd go and see. They were very skillful. The dancers were very brilliant. Also, some of the jumps and some of the movements were very unique and unusual and very beautiful. I like the moral stories. I like that. I like the way that it takes the dance to another level, that it's actually like a story with a moral.Also, that it is able to give people information on what's happening, which they may not otherwise have, and then express that through a story and dance. It's fantastic. Very nice. Very enjoyable. I'm very glad I came. It'd be worthwhile going to see. It's something unique and different that you won't see unless you come to this show.
新唐人澳大利亚墨尔本记者站报道。
So each version, and each version has something quite different to offer in terms of the choreography. There's some similar things in each of them, but the choreography, the music, the orchestra, and the effects from the screen, it's just stunning. The colours of the costumes are stunning. The choreography of the dancers
is exquisite. It really is. And also the orchestra, the conductor did a fine job with the orchestra, a lovely sense of balance across the whole orchestra. And from my point of view as a conductor, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
海伍德自1970年代以来一直担任卡莫拉塔管弦乐团和坎伯维尔合唱团指挥。2000年他被任命为墨尔本威尔士男声合唱团音乐总监，因其对音乐界的杰出贡献，海伍德获颁澳大利亚勋章。他连续七年观看神韵，是不折不扣的忠实粉丝。他对神韵交响乐团的指挥赞叹不已。
No more, he did a fantastic job. It is a nice tight orchestra, a good balance across the sections, and it is well handed, well crafted, and absolute congratulations to him.
It's an artistically beautiful show, describing the best elements of China.
卢尔斯顿曾在香港芭蕾舞团和英国国家芭蕾舞团担任芭蕾舞演员15年，在《天鹅湖》和《胡桃夹子》等很多舞剧中担任主角。他曾在白金汉宫为英国女王表演，并参与了2012年伦敦奥运会闭幕式的表演。他对神韵的舞蹈编排赞不绝口。
Yeah, really beautiful. They've done really well with, obviously, you know, like lines, yeah, how they've used the costumes with the, like, the long sleeves to create, not really lovely images. So even if you don't understand dance, you can see it and you can be very entertained.
新唐人澳大利亚墨尔本记者站报道。